Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Creating not only a beard, but a market for blades. What happens next? Well, capitalist economies make realistic nominees whose companies rank 2 and 3 in markets with monopolies let LLCs that start with G run wild with autonomy. The problem? Well, someone needs to pay for these employees with degrees who sit in seats with expertise, with expert eyes and open minds, who theorize, who sit in boardrooms rubbing thighs, shouting, spouting words like hydro, quattro, blades that rumble with vibrato, handle, stumble, bumble, fumble from your hands as you pay double. You'll pay triple for these buzzwords for the right of primping dimples. They will keep it frickin' simple. You'll pay upwards of a T-bill for these labels, for these features, reaching out to doctors, teachers, anybody and their buddies, watching ads from seats like bleachers, grabbing eyes from cedars, leechers. Does anyone think they can eliminate the middleman? DollarShaveClub.com. First the handle. It is free. Then blades arrive. Low monthly fee. For just a couple bucks, eliminate these Mach 4 schmucks, these businessmen who hide in suits who pass the cost right down to you. You pay for blades. That's it. You see, maybe a podcast ad or three. But it's financially prudent, said the frugal student in me who Googled it with fluency. Inexpensive razor blades yield search results page after page with some ads thrown in to narrowly pay Larry Page's wages. But the one at the top, with deals too good to be true? That's DollarShaveClub.com/ If I Were You. Shave money, shave time. That URL again is DollarShaveClub.com/If I Were You. Please enjoy this episode number 150. Can you believe it? Where does the time go? We had a lot of fun recording this one. Let's get started. Things got real. Bye.
I said I'm a girlfriend's man, and I'm being deployed to Iran. I'm pretty sure my tenure game is a joke. I think I gotta quit this chronic masturbation. This is an SOS. I need a second guess. Please help me see that cheap. Email it to you or to us. What I would do. I'd be a fire podcast. What if they put me on a Monday class? What they'll be instead? This advice I'll never get.
Pop punk, The Way to My Heart.
Holy shit. That was a legit song.
That was legit.
It was written by two koi fans from Belgium by the names of Marnix and Nathaniel. And they're in a death metal band called Winterblind.
Wow.
If you want to search them on Facebook, Bandcamp, or SoundCloud, Winterblind.
And they went softcore for our theme song.
Yeah, they didn't want to go super hardcore death metal.
I think they
should
do it. Let's try a death metal one. That'd be fun.
Winterblind is a great name for a band.
Yeah.
Easy to say, easy to spell, easy to pronounce.
Two Winterblind. Words you know.
Yeah. Winter and Blarned. Blarned.
Oh, no.
Blarned.
He's having a stroke.
So thanks, guys, for all the way from Belgium for writing a song. It makes you wonder what other shitty countries are listening to our shit.
Belgium? I actually am Belgian.
Excuse me?
I'm a waffle of myself.
Belgian?
I might be, actually.
You just think that one of your great-grandparents are from Belgium?
I think you're not Belgian. I think you're... Isn't it Flemish?
I don't know enough about Belgium. I'm just... Obviously, I'm kidding about Belgium. I was just... I'm still sour by the World Cup shit.
Oh.
That loss really hit close to
home. I'm sour, too, about the World Cup.
You don't beat us at a sport.
No.
Soccer or otherwise, Belgium. Vincent Kompany with a K. You're in bad company.
With a C,
because that's how you spell it, with my left and my right fists.
You spell it with your fists?
What I'm trying to say is that I'm mad about the soccer, and I'm going to punch someone about
You're
it.
You're going to deck someone.
I'm a hooligan, I think. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet. Hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake. I almost called it the only advice
150
podcast.
150 episodes without making that blunder, and I couldn't go the distance.
150 episodes young, this podcast is today.
We're going to do something special for it.
What's that?
We're going to make it like every other episode. I'm serious. That's the most special thing.
Nice. That's a good the way anniversary. To honor
it. Yeah.
I think to my wife on our 10-year anniversary, you know, like, let's just do it like any other day.
Exactly.
Every day I was married to you was an anniversary.
Exactly.
To me.
And that's
it
why.
It was always a loving day.
I really think for today's special night, this is what I want my special night to be. I want to hop on a Seamless app.
Mm-hmm.
And in a dark room as the sun is setting, we're illuminated by my iPhone and we're just debating which Thai dishes to order.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, do I always get Patsy you with
then,
tofu?
Exactly.
I always
and
get
then
it.
Finally you decide because you're each going to get the two dishes you want and split them half
exactly.
And half.
Exactly. And then since it's a little bit special occasion, okay, you can get like a curry puff or a spring roll.
That's nice. And then you say, you know what? We're going to watch two episodes in a row of our favorite show instead of just one and then going to bed. One and then dessert? No, we're going to watch two episodes tonight. We're going to stay up late.
And then I want to sit on the floor and sort of scoot the coffee table up to our chest.
Oh, that's nice. And then after that, I want you to sit on my face. That's right. I want your curry ass in my curry face.
Well, like you after the Thai food dinner, you want her to sit on you.
Yeah, I think after the Thai food dinner, I think we'll toss each other salads.
Mango duck salad.
And that'll be
the 10-year anniversary.
Yes.
And it'll be special because it's like all the other special days.
All the other days.
Yeah.
Every day.
I can't wait. I can't wait to tell that to my wife of 10 years. So how does this podcast work? We receive emails from people who are in difficult places in need of guidance. And since we're professional advice givers at this point.
We're doctors now.
Mm-hmm, we're both PhD licensed psychophysicians.
PhD illegal.
Yeah. What does that mean?
That we say we're doctors and it's illegal.
Oh, because we're not.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We can't prescribe medicine.
We're not overqualified. We're actually very much so underqualified to
be
giving advice.
We don't even count as a qualification. There's nothing. We are nothing.
We are just us. We would let people know what we would do in their situation. Take the advice or leave it. Honestly, we don't care. As long as it makes us cash at the end of the day.
Cash is king. and our listeners are peasants.
Speaking of king, we are recording this from my master.
This is not your master. This is still very
You're
much
sitting
my master.
In what will soon be my master room.
No, this is
for the next 2 weeks. This room will be the domain of a master, and the master is talking right now. It is me.
I am talking, and I am the master. You're correct when you say that. Though you will not interrupt the master again, will you? I didn't think so.
I didn't want to speak when you were done. I did want to interrupt you. You had just finished your sentence. And just know that next time you talk, I will interrupt you as I don't believe.
You don't interrupt the master.
I'm interrupting you.
No,
I'm interrupting the master.
I was done.
I'm interrupting the master. I am the master. All right.
I am. Because you didn't interrupt me.
I'm interrupting you right now.
I finished all my sentences before you started
no,
talking.
Not this one. Not this sentence.
Got it under the wire.
All right. We need guy's name.
Why don't we name everybody after a master? So this one's name is Jake Hurwitz, and that will be the only name.
Well, we need four names then. So I
have
don't know
four
if that
names. I have four names. Jacob, Penn, Cooper, Hurwitz. And that's why I am the master. And you are Amir Shmuel. You are Amir Shmuel.
Meaning
you are a plebeian. You are a nothing, nada. You are a cicada. You are a bug. You are a roach. You are a tick. trying to burrow under my skin, but I squash you, you leech.
All right. Fine.
Fine.
So, can I read this question or not?
Can I move into your room?
I'm lonely over here. Heavy is the head that wears the master. All right. Jacob writes, These are real emails from real people, giving them fake names to preserve their anonymity. Here we go. I'm a 23-year-old guy from the UK called Jacob, and I'm writing to you because I need your sage opinions. So, about 2 weeks before Christmas of 2014, I broke up with my girlfriend of 2 years after sleeping with a girl from work, which she doesn't know. So the inevitable breakup happened, which I blamed completely on my GF, saying she should have treated me better, and there were lots of tears and me asking her to leave my house because I was hungry. So the girl from work came back to visit her parents again, and we went out and made out in a few clubs and ran into my ex, who gave me 20 missed calls by the time I was balls deep in the work girl that night. Flash forward to the morning where I'm trying it on with the work girl, who is feeling guilty and just giving me blue balls, when my ex shows up and wants to talk in my lounge while the work girl is sitting bolt upright in my bed like a startled meerkat. Again, I ask my ex to leave because it was early, and miraculously I got away with it again. Now, after things went pear-shaped with a girl from work, and after I had a few sessions with the ex that were followed by tears, I'm starting to think that I'm evil. I'm going to uni in September, and I don't know whether I should get back together with my ex, who is getting a nose job, or just try to play the field. I recently made out with and had a sexting Snapchat session with my best friend's girlfriend of 9 years, who he broke up with a month ago. So, here's my questions. Should I get back together with my ex, who might go from a 7 or 8 to a 9 or 10 after this nose job? Is it against bro code to fuck my best friend's ex-fiance of 9 years? Is it bad to tell the girl from work's boyfriend about us purely because I'm leaving and I don't want them to be happy? How am I getting away with all this shit? And how can I ensure that no matter who I fuck, that I'm dripping in bitches when I get to uni? Thanks for your help. Love, Jacob.
I take my name back from him. We could spend the entire podcast on this question.
It's very interesting because he just keeps adding adding details like as if he had mentioned them before.
The work girl has a boyfriend. That came in at the last second.
Yeah, that was the third of five questions he asked.
That's
at the
huge.
End. This is the most important question. How am I getting away with so much shit?
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
I think the answer to that question is that your mind is so warped. It is a black lead box that you don't even allow yourself to feel guilty or sad for any of these transgressions.
Right. But also, like, the dangerous thing that you're thinking is like, how am I getting away with this? This is great. You never all the way get away with it.
Yeah.
It's not like you robbed a bank and like you.
This isn't a victimless crime.
All this stuff could still come out at any point.
Also, your girlfriend is crying and mad at you.
Yeah, so that's
so you're not getting away. You're just emotionally abusing. Yeah, there is Scott.
You've left a wake, a disturbed,
disastrous, a rubble
path.
Yeah,
and you think you got away with it because I guess you're fine.
Yeah,
but also like there is more things can go wrong here.
Uh-huh.
It's a house of cards, and he thinks that it's like everything's. Hey, man, I got away. Like a gentle gust of wind. All of this comes crumbling down.
Yeah, he's like...
Your best friend's beating the shit out of you. The work girl's boyfriend's beating the shit out of you. Your ex-girlfriend reneges on the nose job.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know what? This one's fine.
Right. He's like, he blew up a building and there's video footage of him. He's like, how did I get away? And it's like, no, you haven't quite got away. They know who you are.
Yeah, you're 100% under arrest.
And they're coming to get you. So, should I get back together with my ex?
Of course not.
But she might be a 10 after the nose job.
Sounds like one of his other questions is, how do I make sure that I'm dripping in pussy when I get to uni? So you can't get back together with your ex and then also be dripping with pussy at uni.
Well, you can if he's just cheating on his ex.
He can cheat on, but you'll never be dripping if you're cheating.
Oh,
you
so
never
when you're
get
cheating,
fully
you don't
wet.
Really? So you
I don't think you'd be dripping with it.
So the best way to get a lot of poonanny is by not cheating.
You have to be single. You can't just like, because, I mean, let's face it. If you're the one of the best parts of like getting laid a lot is being able to talk about it with your friends and like.
So you're saying you can't brag about it because he's cheating?
Yeah, what's the fun of just like shamefully fucking girls and never and like hiding it from somebody all the time?
Oh, so it's kind of like a weird paradox.
It would be more fun if you're to be dripping with pussy, like be a pimp. I mean, I don't think this guy deserves anything.
He's a bad.
Yeah, I think he deserves to be struck by lightning.
But here's a question for you based on your little statement earlier. Would you rather have sex with anybody you want and not be able to tell a soul, or have sex with, let's say, one to two girls that you want and you can tell anybody in the world?
I'd rather have sex with anybody I want, not tell anyone. So, but I'm a little deviant. But also, that's like a magical... I'm like putting into this context like... his reputation at school, like it's not going to be easy for him to get laid once it comes out that he's.
I'm not even cheater. Talking about this guy. I'm just talking about this hypothetical.
Right, situation. I understand, but I just want you to know that I mentioned my statement mm-hmm. was made directed at him. Now you're asking me, yeah. Oh, would you rather?
Right, that's so, right. And the answer is, you'd rather sleep with two girls. Oh no,
you'd rather sleep with anybody.
And then people, you just openly have to admit that you're a virgin.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's fine.
So I've you got, tell everyone you've never had sex. That's your thing.
I mean,
thing.
This is so I could have sex with like the anybody. Most beautiful people in that's the world. Right. So of course I would do that. Yes.
But if it's like if a tree falls in the woods, if you actually had sex with these girls and nobody knows it, is it still good for OPA?
They'll tell everybody.
Oh no, nobody will know.
They won't be able to keep it a secret.
they fucked Jake freaking Hurwitz.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba's going to be about tweeting that
getting
about
out.
It. You're going to be like the Edelman girl. I just fucked Jake Hurwitz, no lie. Would you be excited or sad if... You know, the story is some girl had sex with a New England Patriot football player, and she like Snapchatted it or put it on her Tinder profile. Picture of her with sleeping Julian Edelman, and the text was, "I just fucked Julian Edelman, no lie," and it was a huge story, gossip story. Would you be excited or mortified if that happened to you?
Maybe not either. I wouldn't be excited. I wouldn't be like, "This is dope. You're so cool." But I don't think it'd be like, "Oh my god, my life's over." Right. I'd probably just be like, "Fuck you, you idiot! Why'd you do that?"
Right. So, but like, if you saw it on like a Gawker website.
I guess as long as I was single and the girl was a consenting age,
yeah.
I wouldn't be like mortally embarrassed.
And if she was super attractive.
Yeah, sure. Then that's another plus. I wouldn't care that much if she was attractive or unattractive, though.
You wouldn't be mad or super mad or super happy.
I would be annoyed at the girl, and then I would probably be pretty dismissive of any response.
Yeah, because I read this article about Julian Edelman and says he just laughs it off.
Yeah, he's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, he slept with a fan.
What would you do? You would probably be mortified.
I would be mortified?
I think you would be.
I think it would be like one of those things that's like embarrassing on the face, but like has this like air of coolness because it's like, one, you're cool enough for somebody to brag about you.
Yeah.
And then two, it's like a big enough of a deal that people would blog about it. So like it would be... embarrassing on the surface, but like if you can sort of talk yourself into the fact that it's like a cool story.
Right. You're a little miffed every time a girl fucks you and doesn't promote it on her Tumblr, right?
Right. Well, I have that the gift card thing that's like, oh, good for 10 free tweets. So right. Like if she tweets hashtag I fucked Amir, and then right. It's like that way she gets like she can cash those in for like I'll give her like Uber credit. Or like
wow,
or like a 10% off like a Lyft or something like that. Or
10%
like,
off a Lyft.
I also have a bunch of like Menchie's frozen yogurt cards wow. Like that are
it's
like very, stamped all the way up
bad
to the free
incentive,
yogurt.
I think
there shouldn't be an incentive, but I guess there has to be.
Well, what do you think about this guy?
This guy is he must be really hot because he's just really bad to people and they just keep fucking him.
He also like he only the beginning of this story he only had sex with two people, right?
Yeah.
The girl from work who must like him and he slept with her, broke up with his girlfriend. The order wasn't ideal.
Yeah.
And he probably should have been a little more straightforward with his girlfriend and not told her it was her fault,
mm-hmm.
right? So yeah. That's mistake number 1. I don't think it's unforgivable. I think you're young, it sounds like you're on your way to uni.
Yeah.
So you haven't learned your lesson. But you need
nice.
To shut the fuck up. You need to get a slap in the face. you need a new knee because I'm going to bust your knee. You know?
Actually, the picture of him is he's pretty cut.
Does he have a nice knee?
Yeah, he actually has two really nice knees, I was going to say.
The caps are on.
Yeah,
point.
He really has a great patella over here.
Okay.
Lemmy Patella. He's got a good
very nice.
Patella.
The girl tried to get back together with him, not having it. That's okay to not get back together with somebody, but you should be nice to him. It sounds like they had some sessions with crying, and that's good that he like heard her out and met with her multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you guys are having a healthy breakup.
Mm-hmm.
It's all fine, boy, to be like hitting this girl from work. I mean, we haven't gotten into the fact that she has a boyfriend yet, but like so far, this is all fine.
Where right? does it take a turn for the sour?
Well, now he says, what are his questions? And I'll go from there.
Should I go back together with my ex?
No, because you broke up with her, you cheated on her, and you intend to get a lot of pussy in college.
Is it against bro code to try to fuck my best friend's ex-fiance?
I forgot that he even did this.
Yeah.
Of course, yes. It's absolutely not bro code. It isn't bro code at all.
Yeah. Is it bad to tell the girl from work's boyfriend about us purely because I'm leaving and I don't want them to be happy?
That sounds like you want us to say you're evil. Like, I don't think you really want to do that. Because you're a moron. Okay.
How am I getting away with so much shit?
You're not. You're a moron.
How can I ensure no matter who I fuck that I'm dripping in bitches when I go back to uni?
You can never make sure no matter what, no matter who you fuck, that you're dripping in bitches. You have to realize that all of your decisions have consequences.
Mm.
So
stay single.
Yeah, stay single for
sure. Try not to hurt anybody's feelings.
Always be nice, kind, and positive. Because if you're an asshole, your reputation will get out, personally.
But don't you think bad reputations are good?
This is where I'm gonna level with everybody. I'm gonna talk about myself a little bit for a change. I have a bad reputation for being a man slut.
Yeah,
a whore,
a player pimp.
Yes, and I will tell you. That is never, ever, although it's come up as a speed bump, it is never, ever, maybe once or twice, but never, ever really prevented me from getting laid.
It's
because
never
my
prevented.
Reputation also is that I'm friendly, positive, kind, and I don't hurt people's feelings, even if we fuck.
Oh, so you're saying you have a bad and also a good reputation.
Yeah.
So
my Lulu... what is it? Isn't it Lulu?
Oh, yeah. The app where girls rate guys.
Yeah, I looked at my Lulu once.
Yeah. How did the Lulu pan out?
I had I don't know what it is now, but I had a great score.
And because girls, at the very least, thought you were being honest to them.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, I sometimes lie, but I'm never, ever mean.
Right. You're never mean. You're always in a positive way.
And I care a lot about people's feelings. But not like really, but like surface level.
So as like you'll do stuff behind people's back, but as far as they know, they're happy.
I don't know. I care. This is where it gets a little gray for me, because I'm also a little evil, not as outright evil as this guy.
Uh-huh.
I care a lot about people's feelings. I also am very selfish.
Oh, and then when you're drunk, you care less about people's feelings and more about being selfish.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
You also love being drunk.
That's one of the main problems. I think because it's like I get one whiskey in me, I'm like, oh, now it's me time.
Yeah.
Give me three more whiskeys so I really only think about myself.
So are we done with this guy? I don't know what else to tell him. Be good.
Yeah, at least actively try all the time to be good. You don't have to, you know, this is it's a really lovely Mary Oliver poem.
Oh.
You do not have to be good.
But,
you do not have to crawl through the desert. I forget this part. She says, you only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves.
What if it loves two people at once?
Then you have to be open with those people, I think.
You have to say, hey, I love you and I also love you. Just
yeah.
So we know, people can't get that mad at you for being honest, right? Like, as long as you tell them your intentions.
Honesty is like a full suit made out of gold.
Yeah.
It's just undisputable. you are a nobleman.
Yeah.
Even if you are being honest about some, like, awful atrocity, people just love honesty.
It's even down to, like, the court system. They're like, if you plead guilty, if you say that you are guilty right now and just... We just think that you're an honest guy. You'll get less of a jail time.
Yeah.
If you lie to us now and then we go and I check and I talk to people for a month and then we find out that you're guilty, you're really fucked.
People don't like being lied to.
If you can just be honest.
Yep. I'm good.
All right. We're going to talk to these people who do say otherwise.
And you'll see that they are wrong and I am right.
All right.
I'm honest and all of those other people are lying.
4 weeks later, you're guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Maximum jail time.
Of course. I appeal, and I do plead insanity, because I did it, but I was crazy when I did it.
You're free. Yes.
Gracias.
All right. Let's get to another question about a guy who's a little more genuine, a little more nice, a little more honest, and a little bit more open. He's a likable dude.
Let's call him Amir.
I am the master.
No, I am the master.
That's why I got to name him that. All right. Hey, dudes, love the show. I'm a high school senior approaching prom, and as exciting as that sounds and is supposed to be, I can't seem to get over the monetary cost of the event. I'm currently working and taking full-time community college classes to help save money for transferring to university next year, so dropping $500 on one night is not something I'm interested in, especially if it's just to hang out with and look good for people I mainly don't care about. I would just say fuck it and not go, but... I have a girlfriend who's a year younger than me who refers to this prom as a dream of hers. Also, unlike me, her night is 100% paid in full as her parents are buying her dress and I would be buying her ticket, dinner, and hotel room. I'd love to do something special for her, but it seems like I could do something as or more special without spending almost 2 months' salary. I also know that it's important to her, but it is my senior prom and year, not hers. Does this make any difference? Is prom worth it? Should I just suck it up and go? Am I obligated to suck it up and go? If not, how do I go about getting my girlfriend on board with the idea of not attending? Thanks, guys. Any help on the matter would be greatly appreciated. Sincerely, Amir.
I feel like I know whose side you're on.
His side.
Yes.
And you think he should just go for her?
Yes, I think he should go.
Why? He can't afford it.
Yes, he can.
It would be a huge... 2 months of work to go to this prom that he doesn't want to go to.
I think you could do it on the cheap. At the very least, share your concerns with your girlfriend, and maybe her rich parents will help out.
Oh.
Tell your parents, tell everybody's parents, tell all your friends. I don't know. I think you can hustle and scrounge for some money. But I think you got to go to prom. First of all, like, he's got a bad attitude about it. It's never really like that fun, but it's like can be really fun if you go and you're...
It seems like most of the fun either happens after the prom or before the prom.
Right, but I think this is like...
Like, do you remember your actual prom?
Not really. Well, I do... The thing is, I remember prom. And it was fun. And just like all my friends, we like bought in hard and we're like, we're going to have a great time at prom. We're going to do this. It's going to be fun. And then it was fun. But if you go into it with this attitude... of like, this is too expensive. Is it really worth it? I don't know. Then you're going to go in and like, prom's not going to impress you because you're like going in there not ready to be impressed.
So you either have to dive head first full on into this prom thing or just not get into it at all.
Yeah, because prom, for you, prom might not be that great, but like your girlfriend being mad at you about not letting you guys go to prom, like that's going to be way more miserable and last way longer.
Well, what if he's completely honest with her and says stuff like, hey, I don't know if I can afford this. Maybe we could do something else that's special and then meet up with it
because he's got a job.
What a stucky situation. What a sticking point. Well, if I were you, you would go. You would just say, I have to do this.
I wouldn't even suck it up. I would change my attitude and be like, you know what? Prom's going to be fun. I understand not having any money, but like, I think there are ways to get money. Maybe talk to your girlfriend about splitting some of these costs because if she wants to go really bad, it is fair that she would split.
Yeah,
certain costs. So you shouldn't have to buy her ticket and her portion of the hotel room. If like she really, really wants to do this, if this is a dream of hers, then you know, work something out. But I do think you gotta have a good attitude and go.
I would say tell your girlfriend your concerns and see how she starts taking it.
What if she's like, oh my God, totally, no way, I wouldn't want to do that. I don't want to like put you out like that. I guess she's not going to do this because prom is a dream of hers. But it is his prom and not hers.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
I feel like this is like in line with your stance on like tipping or something.
Which is what?
It's not illegal to not tip.
Yeah. Do people know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there are certain institutions that you're sort of against.
For example,
I can't think of any right now.
I don't want the word to be that I don't tip.
But you do tip. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I always tip a good tip.
But you're like sort of a miserly little Jew.
Okay, so that's against what you just said.
Yeah, well, not the tip thing, but I don't know. I feel like there are things that inherently cost money that you don't like doing because
right, like I don't buy into this thing.
Cost, yeah.
Kind of like a wedding idea, like, you know, this is like a super small scale version of a wedding,
right?
Most guys don't really give a shit about the size of the wedding. Sometimes girls do, and then guys have to be like, all right, listen, this is not for me, it's for her. And you have to sort of like let yourself go a little bit.
What about being a guest to a wedding? If you had a girlfriend, this is similar to something like that, and it's like a destination wedding. You would be like, I'm not really amped to go. I don't want to pay. I don't want to go spend all this money just to go to somebody else's wedding.
Right.
That's how you would feel. Because I would be the opposite.
I would be like, which is what? We like, have to go?
Yeah, I'd be like, gung ho, this is an adventure. This is going to be really fun. Let's get a sweet hotel room and let's dress up and go to a wedding.
Well, luckily all my friends got married after I had a job for many, many years, so I was never like broke going to a wedding.
It's hard to be broke. It's nice that we're rich.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I have
the master. Hold you on, don't
let me refresh this page. $2.1 million in assets.
Wow, that's really good.
Liquid.
That's what, crazy.
What are you rolling on?
I have like $400 invested in very volatile stocks.
Yeah, I see that. Penny stocks. Holy, what is that? Pru RTC.
Yeah, one of my stocks is just, it's gambling, essentially.
Of course it is. You have $1,000 on, it's gone.
Yeah.
You were playing online roulette with your feet.
Wow.
But doesn't it remind you of the wedding thing? I mean, there are some ladies who are like, I don't want to get married in a big, lavish way. We should just spend that money on a house. Like, some people spend $100,000 on a wedding, and some people would rather spend that on an awesome vacation and a down payment on a house.
I guess but we sometimes don't even have to sexualize it. It's just like, in a couple, some people are like down to spend money on certain things, and some people aren't.
Sure.
And this is, we're experiencing it now with apartment hunting.
Right, like what you look for in a abode.
Yeah.
Some people are, oh, I'll pay more to live in a shittier place in a better location, or no, I want to pay for the house, and I don't care where the location is.
I guess it's friends, it's easier, because we don't really care about disappointing each other, and when we are disappointed, it doesn't last very long. Mm-hmm. Couples are, like, very different, because every decision has some kind of, like...
weird sexual thing in limbo. Like, I'm not going to stop blowing you because you didn't want to live in the house that I wanted.
God, dude. Yeah, well, you gave me road dome on the way back.
And I was driving, so how is that fair? If I were you, you would suck it up and go.
I wouldn't even...
Would you even tell your...
I would change my attitude, but not suck it up and be like, all right, fine, I'll fucking do it. But I would be like, make a list of all the things that will be good about prom, starting with how happy it will make the person you love.
Would you tell your girlfriend your concerns about the money?
Yeah, if I genuinely couldn't afford to go to prom and college, I would say, I really want to go to prom. I'm with you. I love how excited you are. Your dress is gorgeous. Let's make this work. That being said, I can't afford it all on my own. We've got to figure something out.
Okay. And I would just not necessarily go to prom because it's not that exciting of an event anyway.
It's have not that exciting looking back on it now because you're fucking 40 years old.
Whoa.
Sorry. But it's exciting then. It's exciting when you're a senior in high school.
I guess. I mean, I never
it's
got
prom.
Too
that's
into
the biggest. That's the biggest thing.
I never got too into prom.
Well, you didn't get any pussy in high school.
Exactly. I didn't get laid. I also didn't drink after the prom. I didn't have the classic high school prom experience.
Oh.
Did you like have a drinking hotel after party?
I think there was a party afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't think it wasn't at a hotel. It was
awesome.
At somebody's house. But yeah.
And you got high or drunk.
Yeah, we got high and drunk.
Did you get head or sex?
I did get head.
That's awesome. And then how was it? Did you ejaculate?
This part I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I bet I did.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to deprive him of
that. Have you ever had sex?
Have
you ever got head?
I have.
Have you ever nut Blumenfeld?
I do.
Or do you just blow me? Because I know I don't reciprocate. I've sucked you off for hours on end, and you and your dick never even gets hard.
It is a Hebrew National hot dog. It is a soft Frankfurter, just limp and gummy like a bummy.
Like a just unfrozen too. It's still cold in the middle.
Yeah, it's thawed. It's thawing from the outside in.
As if nothing warm has ever flown through it.
Just an icy, icy urethra I have. All right, that's our 2 cents. Let's take a break. And we'll come back with one more question. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
Bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark
yeah,
Box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. PJ Fan 3434. Henry, and Ronan Wood. Three people we'd like to thank for leaving positive iTunes reviews this week.
To you, sirs, we say toda, gracias, and danke.
All right. Also, Ellie DeBoss, JMR 0031, and JC 399. Not the best names,
but positive JC reviews.
JC399 yeah. especially.
We appreciate it nonetheless. Maybe that was based on like an old Apple name that it looks like it was auto-given to you.
Fair enough.
But these reviews and these subscriptions really help. If you have iTunes, subscribe and rate. It goes a long way for whatever reason. iTunes really weights reviews and subscriptions highly. So like 50 people later, we're already in the top 10 in comedy podcasts.
That's awesome. You mean stay there?
Stay there in iTunes.
Your hands up and they stay there. And they stay there.
No, we'll eventually drop down as the momentum decreases.
Well, everything beautiful must die.
I guess so.
You do know that.
Still some tickets left for our Australian shows. We're going to be in Adelaide, Perth, Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney. And Adelaide, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, Sydney. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Five cities. Still getting emails, still getting tweets that we're saying Melbourne. It's Melbourne.
What are you talking about? We've been saying Melbourne.
I know. I really feel like we're pronouncing it with our accent. We're not mispronouncing it. Like, we're not getting any emails from people being like, actually, it's Sydney, like Sidnee. Right. Like, I don't know. You guys are forcing us to talk like you, and it's unfair. I don't even know if it's
like Jesus. Wow.
I don't even know if it's worth it. Like, what do you want from me?
So, like, if we pronounced airborne in an Australian accent,
yeah, airborne.
No, in an Australian accent.
Oh, Eben. Right. Well, people tweeted us and be like, actually, it's not airborne. It's A-I-B-E-N.
Right. It's like, no, it's not. You just have a weird accent.
Or a different accent.
Like if we were saying, oh, we're going to go to Paris. And then everybody from Paris was like, oh, it's pronounced Paris.
Oh, how about this? Australian comedians coming to America. And they go, oh, we're headed to Los Angeles. And I'm like, would they get all these tweets like, actually, it's not pronounced Los Angeles. It's pronounced Los Angeles.
Yeah. Try to have an ugly American accent when you go to New York.
Yeah.
No, it's Nueva York.
All I'm saying is that I'd love to have a linguistic expert come on the show and talk about this for what will feel like weeks, but will probably only take 5 minutes
to
explain.
My friend Eddie's a linguist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we should call him sometime.
You should just call him because he's your friend and you haven't spoken to him in a while.
Yeah, we had a falling out.
You have a falling out with a lot of your
I've
friends.
Never not had a falling out.
Have you ever falled back in?
I've never fallen back in either.
So you've only ended relationships on a weird, sour, sudden note.
Only, yep. Everyone I know is estranged.
To you.
To me.
Not to each other.
Yeah. I've never known a single friend of a friend to have a falling out with that friend. Anyone but me.
So there's a friend group of 10.
Yep.
And
I've fallen out with 9 of them.
All of the possible falling
out. And they haven't fallen out with each other. So I'm starting to think there's something wrong with my friends.
You should end thinking that. You shouldn't start thinking that.
Yeah.
This is a cloud of connections. Like, it's a cloud of connections hovering above you, and none of them point
this
down
like
to you.
It's like the Simpsons thing with Bart is like dragging everyone's grades down that sits near him.
Exactly. You are a black hole of friendship.
Fair enough.
And Los Angeles, new show. May 8th at the Hollywood Improv.
Oh, yeah. Come to that show.
Kind of short notice, but tickets are still available to that show at the Hollywood Improv. All these tickets and all these links. Won't somebody here say, yeah, all these tickets and all these links. Won't somebody here say what?
That's our time.
No, it's not.
Okay.
All these tickets and all these links. at ifiwereyoushow.com. So check them out if you want to hang out with us, see the show live. It's a fun night. It's always fun to be there, especially for us. And then we hang out after and we get to see you and talk to you. We'll take photos, give you a high five and a hug.
And they've got drinks and they got food and we all chill.
And let's just say I want drinks and food.
And let's just say you come and there we am.
Yeah, what?
You're coming and there we are.
We're coming. There. We are there too. We will meet you.
And to make it simple, if you're at the show then,
yeah,
we'll see you there then. At there that time.
At the time
you of the show is
at the show.
That we'll be out then.
We'll be there.
Okay.
As will I and you.
All right.
Do you have time? Do you have the effort? Do you have the energy to muster up one more question and answer section?
Amir Blumenfeld, I do not.
All right. Let's call it a day. We are at the 43-minute mark, so I feel like we've given them enough content the week. Thank you so much for everyone listening.
Really? Are we really not going to stop?
Yeah, I thought you said you wanted to stop.
I was just trying to like make everybody upset, but I wasn't really going to do it.
All right. So one more question?
Sure, yeah, one more.
All right, whoa, that was really close. Let me just figure one out. Shit.
Do we have one?
I only found two, you dickwad.
You should have just...
The plan was to just do fucking two.
So you're going to put it on me? You're going to say, hey, Jake, do you want to do one more? And then I say no, and that's when we end it?
Dude,
you demonize me?
You know I always have a lot of questions ready for you. I'm just trying to choose which one do I think will end the podcast in a great, succinct, new, cool, funny situation.
Oh, now you're trying to cast yourself in a positive light, huh?
That's right.
You're trying to get the master.
This is... All right. Do you want an interesting one, or do you want an immature one?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Okay. This one is from a male sophomore in college. Sorry, male junior in college.
We'll call him Cooper.
Cooper writes, I need to get this out quick. The situation is I'm a junior in college and I like this girl who's a freshman and she likes me too. At least I think she does. I told her I'm open to us having a relationship, but she pointed out, quite logically I might add, that we only have a few weeks of school left, then we're going to have to be living far away from each other over the summer. So if we're to start a relationship now, she said it would be best if we wait until next year. I had to agree, but the problem is, I don't know what to do in the meantime. I mean, I know I still have free rein to enjoy myself and be single, and I plan to do that, but I don't want things to completely fizzle out with this girl who I still like. I plan to keep hanging out with her for the rest of the school year, but I have a slight fear that if we spend too much time just hanging out as friends, then that's all she'll see me as. So how do I keep this spark alive with her without just being her friend? I'm afraid that if I completely disappear from her life that she'll lose interest. Is there any way I can act when we hang out that will make her not see me as just a friend? What do I do? Thanks, Cooper.
All right. What do you think?
I think my thought is that if a girl, like, you can't hide or decide that a spark should be delayed. If there is an actual spark of romance, then you do illogical shit like stay together over the summer, even though you only met 2 weeks ago. And it's like almost like beyond your control. You're like, I think this is a bad idea, but I don't know. I have to do this. And then she's like, I don't know. I think I do too. This is crazy, but we're like really, really into each other. And it really doesn't make sense. But you know what? I can't even choose to not be with you right now.
Right.
And if there actually isn't a spark, then you can say stuff like, maybe we should just hang out after the next summer. I don't think you can have a spark and be logical enough to say, let's delay this for a summer.
That's fair. I think I agree.
Because love or whatever, lust or this super passionate crush makes you do stupid things. Right. And the fact that she's still acting logically and rationally means, unfortunately, she's not as into it as you are. Because it sounds like you'd be down to just be together for 3 weeks and then quote unquote figure it out, and then when you figure it out you're like talking to each other all the time when you're apart.
Yeah.
And then you fly out to meet somewhere in the middle, then you like start alternating weekends, and then by the time you know it's like, oh, it's the end of July, oh, it's early August, maybe we should go back to school early. And it's like, oh my god, this is crazy, but we made it work because we're obsessed with each other.
Right.
We can't even think about, like, being alone.
Beautiful people at school and you guys break up again.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the beautiful thing, that it just goes away instantly once you see each other.
Nothing lasts.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? What do you think?
I think I agree with you. It sounds like if she's willing to put such a pause on it that you guys aren't even going to hook up like leading into the summer, it's kind of damning. But I'll let him figure that part of it out. All I'll say is that over the summer, you don't have to worry about it fizzling. Just like do your own thing and don't think and think about her as little as possible. It doesn't matter. Like, I think doing things to stay on her radar, like text her, call her, trying to Skype with her, like all that does is make you needy and too familiar and not that exciting. Think of how exciting it will be like when you guys are back at school and you hit her up like day one, like, hey, let's catch up, I want to hear all about your summer.
Right.
That's great. She hadn't heard from you all summer.
So you're saying the distance thing might actually be good for you.
Absence makes the heart grow boner.
Nice.
Absence makes the dick grow longer.
Actually, why don't you just use the boner thing for the dick thing? Absence makes the dick
grow boner?
Yeah.
Right, but how's it rhyme with heart?
Or fonder.
Boner's pretty close with fonder.
Schlonger.
Yeah.
Oh. Fonder, fonder.
We need heart.
Oh, fart?
But not, yeah, you know, absence makes the heart cock? Grow.
That's close.
Mm-hmm.
We need a heart word.
Oh, absence makes my part grow schlonger.
That's how you write, people.
That was live.
That's what that was an alley-oop that went back and forth between two idiots for so long that the shot clock ran out.
And then I dunked it, but everybody was in the locker room and the other team won by a lot.
Yeah, and your dunk wasn't that good. It was like the kind of dunk where it's like a layup and then you grab the front of the rim. Where if you look at it in super slow motion, it was just like a weird layup thing. But you still think it was a dunk. We go for a flying chest bump. You land on my ankle and roll it. All of a sudden, I have to carry you to the back room, the locker room, if you ask me. But there's no one there to help me. So you're sort of shit out of luck.
Wow.
I end up tearing an ACL because you're putting so much weight on my shoulders.
You rolled your ankle and tore your ACL.
This is not good.
And I say it was all worth it for the dunk, which we finally watch. And we see that I never really even touched the rim. You're mad at me. I'm mad at you.
Sometime on the way to the locker room, I turn to you and plant one on you. I kiss you for seemingly no reason.
This is a weird podcast where we've blown each other and we kiss.
We are both the masters of
this. This is what
other.
Happens when we don't have a job.
Dress for the job we want. And we want
a blur germ.
All right, that's it. That's our episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have your own questions or your own theme song submissions, send them. That email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We also need thumbnail submissions. Every time we post this podcast to our Facebook, we use an original piece of artwork created by our fans. You're helping us. We provide the jokes. And then if you like them,
you provide literally everything else.
Yeah, which I think is a pretty, not 50-50, but at the very close, 98-2.
Mm-hmm.
That opening theme song was from Winterblind. And this last one is by someone named Felagrim, F-E-L-A-G-R-I-M. We'll be back soon. Peace.
Jake and Amir, they are my best friends. Although I never met them, they would answer any question with a...